This is Senator Al Simpson. After letting Denver spend 10 years and $40 million just to begin a new water project, the EPA decided to pull the plug. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the city of Denver and other towns spent a decade planning the Two Forks Reservoir so that fast-growing suburbs would have more than just dust coming out of their taps. They get all the federal permits necessary to comply with the Clean Water Act, and Two Forks would even be built without any federal funds. But Ted, instead of praising Denver for its foresight, the EPA stepped in and yanked the cork. The EPA says there's plenty of water right now. Ted, EPA's decision is a monument to arrogance. It shows just how difficult and short-sighted the federal government can be to work with. Do we need a drought, a dust bowl, and people to suffer before the EPA realizes that man is part of this environment too? Boy.
Al, your anti-environmental knee-jerk is twitching again. The only dust around is coming out of your tap. Just once, when the chips are down, I'd like to hear you side with the environment instead of polluters and developers. The idea of building that massive dam in Colorado has been debated for half a century, but the debate got serious in the 1980s during the pro-developer, anti-environment, anti-regulation Reagan years. Now the worm has turned. President Bush pledged to become the environmental president, and the administration seems to take it seriously. They vetoed the dam because it would result in unacceptable environmental damage when other water resources are available, without needlessly destroying some of the most beautiful canyons and wilderness areas in America. The veto was no surprise, Al. Save your crocodile tears for your developer friends. They lost, and they deserve to lose. Stop seeing red, Al, when everyone else sees green. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.